Now the Gemara says, Kitanoi. Really, there's a machlokes tanoi. Rashi says, Sirus de Beitzin. He have a mum golo yonat. If Sirus for the Beitzin, that's called a mum, it's a machlokes tanoi. The Pasuk says, by a korbonus, that certain mumim make the korban puzzle. So it says, Umoyoch, Vekosos, Venosik, Vekoros. These are four things the Pasuk says. If the animal has one of these four things, the animal is puzzle for korban. Now, the Tanakh, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Kulam Bebeitzim. All these things are talking about in the Beitzim itself, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, in the Beitzim, if one of these four things happen, it's a mum, and the animal is puzzle. Even though mumim has to be by a goli, something that's noticeable. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda holds, anything that happens to the Beitzim is also called noticeable. So Murray asked the question, Bebeitzim v'loi begid, you want to tell me only if you crush it, or you hit it, or you cut it, it's only by the Beitzim and not by the Gid? It can't be. By the Gid, for sure it's called a Mum. Ella rather say like this, Ella kulam af bebeitzim. Divrei Rav Yehuda. Havad, if you cut off the Gid or get crushed, that's more nicker that that's called a Mum by an animal. Rav Yehuda means to say all these four things apply also to the Beitzim. In other words, the Beitzim are also called the Goli, noticeable that if it gets crushed or cut or slit, it's also possible. It's also a Mum. Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov Aymer Kulam Begid. No, all these psulim are only in the Gid if you cut it or crush it. But if it happens to the Beitzim, it's not called a Mum, because Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov holds, it's not called Begoli. Since it's tumunus, it's covered up in the sack, therefore it's not noticeable. You don't have these Mumim by the Beitzim, only by the Gid. Rebbe Yossi Aymer Moyech V'Kotuf Af Beitzim. Where it's crushed, Rashi says, here it's noticeable much more. So this thing, if it's crushed, you can even tell by the Beitzim also. But Nosuk, the chorus, it's only cut a little bit. There's only Begid, you have this Psul, but in the Beitzim loy. But if it's only cut a little bit by the Beitzim, that would not make a Mum by the animal would be kosher. So the kid says to Machlokes here, if a mum that happens to the Beitzim, is that called begoli openly, that you can notice it, therefore would passel by a bechor, by a korban, and nuadin by us, and never would go out free? Or else do we say, no, the svar is the Beitzim is called covered up, you can't see them, therefore these mumim don't apply to the Beitzim, and nuadin if an evid, if the master knocks out his evid's Beitzim, he would not go out free. So it's also Machlokes Hanoyim. The kids of the original Shiloh, the Sabi, Esra, and Hamnuna, are coming out now. It's a Machlokes Tanoim. If the Beitzim is called the Dover Sheba Goloi or not. Now the Mishnah says, Behema Gasa, a big animal, a cow, Niknes B'Mesira. The Kenyan is B'Mesira. If you want to sell your cow, you can be made to Kenyan by Mesira. That means giving over the reins, the owner gives over the reins to the buyer. That's what Rashi says. By leho meisrim oisel olakeach, the owner of the cow gives it over to the buyer. The afsar or the sari, either by the rein or by the hair, k'tanya like we learned before, ketsed on mesira. The Rashi says avo meshicha loy, but our Tana Kama holds here there's no kinyan meshicha by behemagasa le miknya the ein darka bekach le lichal upon him. It's not a derech to go and like pull your cow with a leash. So therefore, by making a meshicha, making a move towards you, Rashi learns that's not a kid, there's no kinyan meshicha. The Tanakam is saying, a behem magas, a big animal, you kind of, with a mesira, handing over, when Tosfos medayek from Rashi, mashma, miyad liyad, the owner has to be holding the rein in his hand and giving it over to the buyer. That's the way Rashi Shita is. Tosfos says it's lav dafka to be given over miyad liyad. Therefore, Tosfos says, "Lechein el Rebbe, lei bina miyad liyad elikivun diyama lei chazeku kni." If the owner tells the buyer, "You could go and be kinerit," the owner has to say, "Lei chazeku kni, kona." Now the buyer comes and grabs a hold of it. That's called a kinyan mesira. But you do not need that. The master has to hand it over to the buyer. This is Tosfos' pshat. Now Rashi also says, not that the Mishnah says behema gasa is nicknames the mesira. Rashi says that mesira is better than meshicha, and therefore meshicha does not help by behema gasa. Tosfos says just the opposite. The Rish says that avada behema gasa is nicknames the mesira. What does the Mishnah mean? Hainu af be mesira v'chol shechein be meshicha tiadicha diadifa. Tosfos learns no. The Rish learns that meshicha is a better kinyan. If your mamish pull the animal towards you, that's like a kinyan chotzer, you're bringing it towards you, that's a better kinyan. The Mishnah means to say, Ishna behemagasa also helps Mesira. You do not have to make a mashicha even without moving the animal. Just the fact the owner hands over the reins to you, that's also called the kinyan mesira. That's the way Tosfos learns. The Mishnah says mesira means af mesira, but mashicha for sure is good. And Rashi says no, that mashicha is not a derech to make a mashicha by behem agasa, therefore this kinyan does not help, only mesira. But the hadak, what about a small animal? Sheep is bahagbo. There the kinyan is picking it up. Bahagbo, and Rashi again says it means v'loy b'mashicha, and not with mashicha. Only hagbo, not mashicha. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Elazar Shita. The chachamim say no, behema daka niknas b'mashicha. Chura, they're going to say that mashicha also helps. Like they'll agree hagbo helps. Just the chachamim say, by behema daka, they could either make the kinyan of mashicha. So the way Rashi learns, behema gasa, everybody holds mashicha does not help. Only mesira. By behema daka, it's a machlekes. By behema daka, do you dafka need hagbo? Or no, chachamim say, even mashicha is also good. If I says mesira, we don't have a mesira by behema daka. That wasn't the derech to hand over the leash, to hand over the things by a behema daka. Here the meaning was either to pick it up, or else to make a mashicha to drag it. Now the Gemara says, Dorash Rav b'kimchunya. Rav made a drush in the city Kimchunya that behema gasa niktas b'mashicha. Rav said, not like according to Rashi, it's not like our Mishnah. The way Tosfos learns, it's very good. Tosfos learns when the Mishnah says mesira, it means even mesira, mashicha also. And Rashi says no, when the Mishnah says mesira, it means only mesira, not mashicha. So here Rav is going not like our Mishnah. That Rav dashin the behema gasa is niktas b'mashicha. So Gemara says, Ashkechinu Shmuel atamidi the Rav. Shmuel found some tamidim of Rav. And Omalu, so Shmuel spoke to these tamidim. Miyom Rav, is it true that Rav said, Behema gasa niktas b'mashicha? Is it true that that's what Rav said? If you are not, and our Mishnah says, the Mesira. Our Mishnah says, the Kinyan is only Mesira, the Mishnah says. And the Rashi learns is very good. Mashma not Mashicha, only Mesira. For Anam b'mesira tanam. So Zmarian says, for Rav Nami b'mesira, Omar. And Rav even taught us this Mishnah that says b'mesira. So Chura, Hoda b'mehi? Does when Rav now dashin the Kimchuni, does it mean to say Rav was chayzer from what the Mishnah says, and Rav like argues on the Mishnah that holds Mesira, and Rav says only Mashicha, is that true? Zumara says no. Zumara says, who the Yomak Yaitana? That he says like this Tana. So up until now is what Shmuel was asking the Talmud. So Talmud answers back, yes, you should know Rav holds like this Tana, like Rav argues now Mishnah, and Rav holds like this Tana. Who the Yomakiyai Tana? Rav holds at this Tana. The Tani, we learn like this. V'chachamim and Chachamim say, V'zu, Niknas v'mashicha. The Chachamim say, both the Behema Gasa and the Behema Daka, both of them, the Kinyan is v'mashicha. And Rav holds like this Tana. Rashi says, V'zu, Hadaka v'yagasa. V'chihai Tana, Tzvila l'Rav. And the way Rashi learns, he's talking arguing on our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah says, by Behema Gasa, a big one, it's only Mesira, not Mashicha. And here this Chachamim say, Rav Pasna, this Chachamim, that say, no, the Kinyan is Mashicha. Whether the Mesira helps or not, it doesn't say. But our core point on the Kinyan is Mashicha. Mashicha for sure helps. Rabbi Shimon and Rishimon says, Zuba Zubi Yagvor. Shimon says both. Behema Dak and Behema Gasa, the Kinyan is only Bagvor and nothing else. So it comes out a big bane, even an elephant, it could only be kernerit, but Hagbor picking it up. So Gemara asks, Mask of Lord Rabbi Yosef, Elo Mayatev, so according to Rabbi Shimon, Pil the Rabbi Shimon, but my Yikna. How could you become an elephant? If you want to buy an elephant, you can't pick up an elephant. How could you buy an elephant? Omulay Abayas 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 Abayas. By an elephant, there you have to make a Kinyan Chalipin. You can't make these Kinyan and Mashiach Hagbor, so therefore you have to make a Chalipin. In Am, another Teretz, another way is, Beseich Res Mekoymai. If you're going to rent the place where he's at, and therefore you'll be kind of like the Malkum belongs to you, so you'll be kind of a terrorist, like in your Chotzer, he'll be in your Chotzer. Rabbi Zera Oimer of Zera says, Mevi Arbor Kalim, bring four strong iron Kalim, Omanich and Takas Raglov, and put it underneath the foot of the elephant, and therefore let the elephant stand on top of your Kali. So therefore, you're kind of the elephant because the elephant is in your kalim. It's in your cup.
So the Gemara says, if so, Shamat Minoda should be a proof from here then that Kalev Shelokeach Brishus Meichakona. And really, that's the Machlekes in the Gemara Baba Basra. That over here, the floor belongs to the Meicher. Just the one that wants to buy it is coming now and putting his four Kalim under the feet of the elephant. So true, the elephant is standing on your Kli, it's in your Kli, but your Kli is not in your Rishus, your Kli is in the Meicher's Rishus. So it's a machlekes of your keli could be kinder for you when it's not on your rishus and somebody else's rishus. So that's the only case, the elephant you kinder should be a proof that you are kinder. So Mara says, no, hocha b'mayaskina b'simta. You know what we're talking about over here? You have to bring this elephant outside the moichas rishus into like a semi-private rishus. A simta means it's the side of a rishus harabim, which does not have a locha like a rishus harabim, and not like a rishus yochid. Here in a simta, here your keli would be kinder for you. So if you take your four metal cups and put it underneath the elephant, and the elephant is standing now on your cups, therefore you're kinder the elephant, because these kelim of yours are kinder for you. But a regular kinyan agbo you do not have.